Homily for Monday, February 15th. It's Monday before Ash Wednesday. In the opening collect prayer, we prayed that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. It's time to prepare ourselves for Lent, to prepare ourselves to become where God pleases to dwell. Two words come to my mind. This time immediately before Lent is called in many lands Carnival. People celebrate Carnival, as we see in New Orleans' Mardi Gras. The word itself, carnival, traces back in Latin to carnem vale, literally saying goodbye to meat. So carnival raises a question for us. What should we say goodbye to? What in our lives should we say goodbye to? The second word is Lent. It's Old English for spring, a time for planting, a time for focusing on new life, on flourishing. Now, growing up in Catholic Philadelphia, the Lent question was always put in terms of, what are you going to give up for Lent? But a deeper tradition also asks, what are you going to plant during Lent? What new life do you want for yourself? What do we want to give up? What do we want to plant? What do we want to move our lives from? And what do we want to move our lives toward? Both questions are ours to ask of ourselves. Pope Francis offers us some help here. He offers some simple tips for Lent to guide us from where we want to move and toward where we want to go in our Lenten journey. So let's listen to his advice. There are 11 suggestions. 1. Fast from hurting words and say kind words. 2. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. 3. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. 4. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. 5. Fast from worries and trust in God. 6. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. 7. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. 8. Fast from bitterness and fill your heart with joy. 9. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. 10. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. 11. Fast from words and be silent. so you can listen. I think we can each of us find something here that speaks to our situation. For myself, I must say, in this seemingly endless time of pandemic, it's number 6 that got my attention. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Now, I do complain a lot, both to myself and to others, about the prolonged limits placed upon us due to COVID-19. It feels good, it feels right to complain. But contemplating simplicity doesn't immediately seem the expected counterpoint to my complaining. And for that very reason, I think I need to reflect further on that. I've mentioned Pope Francis. There's something from him before he became Pope that's well worth reflecting on during Lent. It's a document whose draft he oversaw when he was Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires. The Aparecida document, as it is called, is the result of the General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean in 2007. The meeting was held in Aparecida in Brazil, and Cardinal Bergoglio oversaw the final draft. I think the whole church can learn from the experience and reflection of our brothers and sisters to the south. It will require of us a deep learning. In part 3, there's a statement that I find myself returning to again and again. I'm sure I'll return to it this Lent for prayer and reflection. It's in that spirit that I offer it to you. I think as church, as parish, as Americans, we can learn much here. So please listen to the wisdom being spoken. The document reads, life grows by being given away, and it weakens in isolation and comfort. Indeed, those who enjoy life most are those who leave security on the shore and become excited by the mission of communicating life to others. The gospel helps us to discover that a morbid concern for one's own life vitiates the human and Christian quality of that life. We live much better when we have inner freedom to give everything away. Whoever loves his life loses it. Here we discover another profound law of reality, that life is attained and matures insofar as it is surrendered in order to give life to others. That is certainly what mission means. And those were the words of the Aparecida document. So, from where? To where in Lent? We need to answer that for ourselves. But are we being asked somehow in our lives to move from from isolation and comfort to giving something of ourselves away. Is this the answer to our collect prayer? The way we are to be fashioned by God's grace, to become His pleasing dwelling place? Is this the way we become God's gracious presence to others? This Lent, let us learn to be silent so we can listen for God's answer.